The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm getting a lot of tweets about, what do you think about the Texans line now? I think I like the Texans, but I didn't think I was going to be giving up points.
I didn't see enough out of the Texans last weekend, and I guess if we're still going off what we think they could be like from the preseason, I mean, I guess you go with the Texans. For me, I'm staying away from it. Until the Texans show me that they are what we thought they could be, I'm not going to just assume that they are.
The Jets' Todd Bowles is saying, pump the brakes on Sam Darnold a little bit. He said, we won one game. I can tell you after about 100 more of them whether we have one or not. I think they played decent, not great, and they got 5 interceptions. So I can kind of get why he's saying, ah, wait a minute.
I thought Sam Darnold played a great game.
16 to 21 for 198, 2-1. That's great.
Yeah. If a guy plays well, tell him he played well.
But don't say he played great. 198 yards and an interception. That's not great.
Okay.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
We had a big fight, Fred.
Huh?
We had a big fight. You just heard that on the replay.
Yeah. Arguing the difference between great and pretty good.
And we're still not over it.
Well, I am.
We've been yelling at each other for the last hour.
No, that's not us.
Oh.
That's pretty much every other station
God.
Around us.
One thing that I learn at these things is there are some people who do really bad sports radio. Like, they sound like, and maybe our show's not for everyone, but at least we don't have to, like, play some kind of a character. Like, we're like, hey, Freddie, how's it going today? Woo-woo-woo. Play the train horn. It's like these people turn into some kind of character when the microphone turns on. It's unbelievable, and it's really corny, I guess, is the nicest way of saying it. But you think there's, like, a... You know, maybe that's one out of every 10. Dude, there's a lot. And I'm not talking like Boise, Idaho. I'm talking like, I'm not talking Bob and Tom markets. I'm talking major media markets where there are just basically chuckleheads doing a radio show in primetime.
Yeah, I think my favorite thing about, there's been a couple. And then everybody's so loud. Like the guys behind us that are off air now. Loud.
Yeah.
You know, you could hear them on our station.
Which yeah.
Is probably, you know, great for
and
the
just
ratings.
Imagine what their production's like. Get him out of here. I mean, it's the corniest stuff.
Yeah.
Don't put him up.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him here today.
I don't know if they're here.
Hmm.
I don't know if Crazy Carl's here, but Carl, yeah, he should be here.
I didn't bet it. I was talking all week about fading Old Dominion again.
Are they already getting crushed?
It's over. Charlotte 28, Old Dominion 25.
Oh. That's a fail on your part.
Yes, I'm a failure as a human being.
Have you decided on your Gal contest plays yet?
No, I have not.
I asked Nick Sharara. I said, what are your losing picks for this week? And he didn't tell me yet. He's not ready to reveal them.
I will get them to you. I'll get to you tonight or in the morning.
All right.
I just haven't decided yet.
No rush.
But
I've got mine in. Jong has his in. Barry has half of his in. Tyler is in. Raheel is in. And Jermaine is in.
Pretty sure Michigan over is going to be my college play.
Okay.
And NFL-wise, I haven't decided yet. I mean, the line is just begging you to take the Bills. I can't do that. I just can't. I'm just going to pass on that game. And there's really like two or three games that I liked earlier in the week that I just don't like right now.
I'm the same way. That's why I hate doing the lines on Tuesday. I just feel like there's a lot of
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll give them to you right now. Give me the Saints-Browns over 49.
Saints-Browns over 49.
Yeah, and Michigan over 54.
All right, let's see. I can give you Michigan over 53.5.
That's even better. I'll take that.
I'll give you that right now. Where are we at, Fred? Michigan over 53.5. And what's your other one?
Saints over 49.
The
Saints and Brownies.
The Saints Day New Orleans. I can give you.
Just going to keep riding those home Saints overs.
That's not a bad call. Hey, one thing I've noticed since we've been out here, there are a – it's at 49?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. There is serious interest in the hockey out here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. Hey, John, let's go to break so we can get our guest on here.
Yeah, we're going to have – let's have a quick break, and then we'll have Lemieux on the other side. All right, I got to tell you guys, football season is here. Feel like you're part of the action by joining BetDSI. Use your sports knowledge to make some cash. BetDSI is the best. They're the best online sports book. Over 20 years in the business, you can bet games as they go, which means you can get live in-game wagering throughout the season. And they've built a reputation on fast payments of winners, and that's what it's all about. People want to get their money fast. If you don't like football, okay. BetDSI offers betting options for all other major sports, politics, esports, reality TV, virtually everything. Use promo code AJ101 for first-time deposits, and you get a 101% bonus match on your money up to $1,000. It's only a game until you bet it. BetDSI. Use promo code AJ101 and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
What are these footprints? They don't look very human-like.
Now never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
All right, guys, we are back on The Blitz, and we are joined by a very special guest. He is the former IBF middleweight champion. He is one of the top middleweights in the world today, and he is one of the many guys who make up a really fantastic undercard. And a lot of the times you get a fight this big, Canelo Golovkin, they don't put much into the undercard because people are going to buy it anyway. But they really went out of their way to put some great fights on. And David Lemieux is one of those fighters. Appreciate you taking some time with us, David. How are you doing, man?
Great to be on. I'm doing great. Can't wait for Saturday.
You and Gary O'Sullivan seem to have a little bit of bad blood. He's not very complimentary of you. You have not said nice things back about him. I heard you say that he looks like the kind of guy who beats women. This is getting ugly, huh?
Yeah, he's not an example to give to the as a champion. So I'm gonna take good care of him on Saturday. Before I knew him, I didn't mind him, but now that I know him, I want to rip his head off.
Did he say something to you during the promotion that was like personal, or where did this come from?
Well, he has been disrespectful on social media ever since we got here and everything, calling names, you know, childish behavior and classless act. So I have been replying with certain words of my own towards him, but you know, I keep my composure for Saturday night, and when Saturday night comes, that's when I'm going to take care of him.
How do you see this fight playing out? Do you see this as a quick finish? Do you see this going the distance and being just a battle, or what do you see the fight playing out as?
I'm going to hit him so hard, it's going to be dangerous. We'll see how he holds up. There's two scenarios in this game. I knock him out or he quits, so we'll see.
Now, the main fight here, Canelo Golovkin, the second one, I assume you saw the first fight. Did you agree with the decision of a draw, or did you see it differently?
I saw it a little differently. To tell you the truth, I had Golovkin ahead of the fight, but it was a close fight, and we'll see this one, the rematch.
Now, when you fought Golovkin, that was in 2015. One of the, honestly, it was really the first time we saw Golovkin and it looked like he was in a real fight, you know, and that he was just running through people, and you didn't succumb to the early punches like a lot of people did. It ends up being a seventh round finish, but it was a really competitive fight. Is that a fight that you think about and you'd love to get back eventually?
Definitely a fight I would love to get back against Golovkin. It's unfinished business in my eyes. I fought him once when it was at his peak, and he's going to fight me once when I'm at my peak, if the opportunities give. So we'll see what he does in this fight, and we'll see what happens in the future.
Do you feel like that you are now hitting your peak?
Yes, I am. I'm at my best now. Haven't been this good for a long time in terms of physical health, and in terms of injuries, and in terms of being physically strong. So you're going to see something great on Saturday.
Gary O'Sullivan is the opponent. He'll be taking on former champion David Lemieux on the undercard of Canelo Triple G. You can, of course, see it on pay-per-view. It is going to be a fantastic fight tonight, and David Lemieux is not a guy to miss. This is going to be a fun time. Appreciate it, David, and good luck to you with the weight tomorrow and the fight on Saturday.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
All right, that is David Lemieux. All right, we'll be right back, Jong. Is that what you want to do, or what you tell me?
Really appreciate it.
Okay, well, then we'll keep going. As Fred pulls back up the microphone here. Appreciate it, David. Yeah, David Lemieux. This is I don't say much about the undercard, because normally the undercard's not something that people are really looking at as a big deal. But this is a really good undercard. There's a junior middleweight world championship fight on the card. Gonzalez and Fuentes is going to be on the undercard. It's a really good, complete card. So I think you're really going to get your money's worth if you throw down for Canelo Triple G2.
Yeah, I would definitely be buying it if I were home. There's no question. And it would be to watch everything.
Yeah.
And
a lot of times, like usually the prelims, that's when you're like, you know, you're getting the pizza and refilling your beer, things like that. But yeah,
playing poker at my house is usually.
Oh, is that the move?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we play poker up until the main event and then after the main event. 713-780 ESPN if you wish to text the show. So, yeah, how did that go?
Went well. He's an interesting dude, and I think he's a really kind of underrated fighter, and obviously the biggest fight he's ever had was against Golovkin, which didn't go his way.
Right.
But that sort of put him on the map as a contender. And like I was telling him, he's one of the few guys who's made Golovkin look human. Like, you know, that he wasn't like Golovkin wasn't just some cyborg walking through him. So I always enjoy watching him fight. I've watched him a couple times since then. He's a fun guy to watch fight, and he's pissed off at this dude. He does not like this guy. Some of the quotes I was reading when we were prepping for the interview, he said, he asked me for a picture, and I said, yeah, I didn't know him back then. I said, yeah, like any other fan I would give a picture to. He seemed like he didn't open his mouth, so I don't know him. Now he opens his mouth, and I can see what kind of trashy guy he is. I'm going to take care of him on Saturday. I'm going to knock his head off. To tell you the truth, when I heard the story that he beat his ex-girlfriend, any man that beats a woman is a coward, but there's always circumstances. If that was the case, that he didn't do it and the charges were dropped, then okay, no problem. But to me, he looks like the type to beat women. those are not great words.
Yeah, that's pretty strong. Man, there's a ton of Canelo fans already here. And the way it's set up in the casino, everybody's walking by, so they're all taking pictures out there.
Yeah.
And all the Spanish guys are doing their TV things out there.
Yeah.
So it's like almost no way to get back in.
Yeah, it's really obnoxious.
Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be fights going on here, I can tell you now. There will be blood.
Oh, man. But it's going to be a really cool and exciting weekend here because we were talking about the Golden Knights before, and it really has, everywhere, the people really have embraced that team. And they made a big trade earlier, I guess last week, to get Max Pacioretty from the Canadiens, who's a really good player in Montreal, just seems to be giving away all their good players for no real reason. And they're going to be good again this year. They made some good changes, and it's exciting, and it's really cool to see. I know they'll embrace the Raiders. I'm not worried about that. I'd be interesting to see if this team gets a big foothold, would the NBA still have the traction that it would have had if it had been first? Because you know, that's all people talk about around here,
yeah.
Golden Knights. So, and you know, I think it shows that in the right southern market, hockey can work.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it has.
Or in this case, more, that's not really considered southern, a West Coast
but
market.
But it's not, I guess, on a non-traditional hockey market.
Right.
Is the way I should phrase that.
Which this definitely is.
Yeah.
And, although there's been a lot of examples where it didn't work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Atlanta was a failure.
Isn't Phoenix a giant mess?
Well, in Phoenix's defense, it's not because of the team itself. It's because of the fact that they moved the arena out to Glendale, and they've got arena issues and all kinds of stuff. And it's not, yeah. You know, when they were in Phoenix, they drew really well.
Why didn't they just keep sharing that stadium with the Suns?
Because they wanted their own damn stadium, just like all these teams do. And that would be like the Rockets saying, you know what, we're gonna play in the Woodlands.
Yeah.
And you think attendance would go down? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I still think it's a good hockey market because there's a lot of snowbirds there. But, you know, if they can't get their arena situated, then, you know, then it's not going to work. And I think being out in Glendale is a mistake.
And doesn't Tampa have a bunch of problems drawing, even though they've got a pretty good team?
Tampa, when they're winning, does very, very well. This year, they had a great team. Their attendance was good. Florida struggles when they're not good. In fact, when they're bad, the attendance is terrible there. So I don't know that two teams in Florida works.
Yeah.
Carolina struggled a lot. That market hasn't really worked out.
Nashville obviously has.
Nashville has, though. And part of it is success of the team. I mean, the Predators have been good for a long time.
But even when they weren't good, people sold that thing out.
Yeah, and I think it's turned into it's one of the better hockey markets, frankly, in Nashville.
I think a big thing for them is there's not a lot else going on. There's no basketball. You know, there's no baseball. It's
right.
It's either hockey season or football season.
Yeah, and I think a lot of markets, like Nashville being a smaller market, I think they can handle two teams. And I don't think they can handle three.
Right.
But I think that it's funny that the players go there and they say that's one of the toughest places to play because they've got fantastic fans in Nashville. So you wouldn't have thought that would have been a great hockey market. But Tampa has been better the last few years. Florida has not. And I think, you know, when it comes to Houston eventually getting a team, which I do believe will happen, it's going to be probably Phoenix moves, maybe Ottawa moves. They've got real problems there, too. Or Calgary's got issues with its I hate to see Calgary move. But
to see any of those Canadian teams move.
Yeah, because like, that's where – especially Calgary, where there's a ton of history. And that would bug me. I'd be excited to get a team, but I don't want Calgary to lose one.
Yeah.
But they also have a 35-year-old arena that they haven't done anything to. And
don't plan on.
Yeah, and basically they've said, no, we're not doing it. And, you know, if you do that, chances are pretty good you could lose your team. I mean, we've seen that here up close and personal. That's why, like, I hated to see the Sonics leave Seattle, man. I thought that was, that was unfortunate. I always hate to see teams leave markets where they've had success, where they've been popular, and – you know, I'd hate to see that, but I'll take Carolina.
Yeah.
They want to move here. I mean, they got some good young players.
Let's face it, you'll take whichever team moves here.
Yeah, I'm not going to bitch, but right. But I would take the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow. And just go out and get them a goalie, and you got a pretty good team. That's all you got to do. Spend a little money. And, yeah, but I do think that at first I thought, well, this will be perfect because people will travel here to see their teams. And they do. Like when Edmonton was here, it was full of Edmonton people, and certain teams that play here, like Detroit, when Detroit was here, and Chicago, those people travel like crazy to come here for the games. But the cool thing is, most of the season, it was all Vegas people, and I think it's cool to see, and I love the way that they've embraced the team here.
Hey, if you are looking for insight on the game tonight.
Yes.
Just posted that Preston Brown is inactive for the Bengals. He's one of their best linebackers. He's never missed a game in his life. He's inactive this week. Hmm. Vontaze Burfict, again, going to be out because he's still suspended. So that means their top two linebackers are out.
Yeah.
Not ideal. And one thing I will say about the Ravens, you know, we've talked in years past about how they just don't really have anything outside of Jimmy Smith at cornerback. I think they fixed that. You know, I mean, I think bringing in Brandon Carr, he's been solid for them. Maurice Canadé, who's not playing tonight also, but he's been very solid for them. And I'm telling you now, Merlin Humphrey looks like he's going to be a star. Like, that guy looks like he can play. So once they have him and Jimmy Smith out there at the same time, I think the Ravens' pass defense is going to be very good. Of course, they won't have Jimmy Smith this week, but
right.
But I think that it's not, and you know, Eric Weddle kind of helps that situation too. It's not the same as it used to be, where when Jimmy Smith was out, the Ravens' defense was awful,
yeah.
And when he was in, they were great.
Well, it was basically last year, is what it was, and there was just such a drop off. They didn't have a guy, especially the style of defense they play. They need a shutdown guy, which is what he does. But now I think they've improved it, and we'll see. I mean, I think they'll go as far as Joe Flacco can take them.
Yep. Yeah. I think Marlon Humphrey's going to be the guy on AJ Green tonight, and that's the matchup to watch, in my opinion. I think that's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting with you here on the Ravens.
Well,
so.
You better hurry up.
I know.
We ain't got all day now, Fred.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that it's actually 6:26, not 4:26.
As long as you're not cheering against me, because I don't want to be in the sports book with you if you're cheering against me.
I'm not going to cheer against you.
All right.
As far as you know. No, I want all the people, all of our people to win their bets. I don't care about anybody else.
Yeah, it's weird. The football game starts at 5:20 out here.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I can't tell you how many times we've been out here, and I was going to go to the sports book and make a bet, and the damn thing's already started after the show. So, yeah, I'll never get used to that. It's just one of those things, because it feels like 4:26 is what it feels like.
Hey, one thing we need to remind the people about, I know there's a lot going on this weekend, but everybody never forget Joe Bates is headlining Wiley's in Dayton, Ohio this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you don't have plans, you can get tickets for $10. And if you can't afford $10,
well, I know where you can go.
I know where you can find
that
$10
yeah.
at Bill Advisor. And we've been telling you for a while about their all the money they can save you on your monthly recurring bills. Their insurance is great as well. If you own your home, they're going to help you out big time. Shopping for a better deal on your policy has always been a hassle. It used to take hours to get a decent quote. Then someone came along and made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor's new system is even faster, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a single text message. How about that? Grab your phone right now, text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address, send that back, and you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. The savings with Bill Advisor are real. Their average homeowner is saving over $790 a year. Real coverage, real savings, real fast. It's 2018. No one has 15 minutes to wait around anymore for an insurance quote. Bill Advisor finds you savings in seconds. It's the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote today from Bill Advisor.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Radio Row here for Canelo Golovkin, the sequel at the MGM Grand and here in the David Copperfield Theater. If you want to get on the text line, 713-780-3776 is your number. And John found this story earlier today about with former Steeler Ryan Clark basically telling Deshaun Watson to stop listening to his coach. And do we have that audio, John? Can we pull that? Okay.
There's practically no one who's gotten more hype than he has. And it was a bit of a tough day in New England on Sunday. What did you see?
Stop listening to Bill O'Brien. Don't do what he says.
If
Bill O'Brien is telling you to do something, do the opposite.
That's his coach.
O'Brien is the head coach. He's got this perception that he's a quarterback guy. One, all his quarterbacks get hurt, whether it be at Penn State, all the guys that have played in Houston. Deshaun Watson, obviously, was at practice. It was something different. We watch Deshaun Watson, and it's week one, and people be like, RC, you're doing too much. Mm-hmm. It's only 1 week. This was Michael Jordan, right? Yeah, that's what Dabo Sweeney said. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I believed it. He played with a freeness. He played with a flair, with an exuberance that was that I can't be stopped. I'm going to make big throws. I'm not going to second guess myself. I'm not going to question what I feel. I watched him question himself on Sunday. I watched him play in the pocket and not want to run, not want to escape. You can't be that guy.
Could not part of that just be coming back from an injury and getting your legs under you again?
Well, you know what? And maybe I was wrong to say that he went through it in Clemson and that he would bounce back and it wouldn't faze him. But when he did leave the pocket, when he did run, he was successful. And we saw those things late in the game when he begins to play more free because they were trying to come back. That's the guy he is. That's the guy he has to be. I've listened to Bill O'Brien. Yeah.
My opinion of Bill O'Brien is a matter of lore, frankly.
Yeah.
But
I don't know that this is the best advice.
No. yeah, okay. Don't listen to your coach, huh?
I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine that's good advice, is just like Bill sends in the play and you're just like, no, we're doing this other thing. That ain't going to fly for long, and that's no way to build a team. I mean,
no.
I understand. One of the things about Deshaun is he's going to have to overcome Bill O'Brien's coaching.
Yes.
And it's not like Bill O'Brien can't do things well with him. He did some good things last year. The league just adjusted to it a little bit, I think. And
yeah, I still think he's not healthy. I mean,
that's possible, too.
I think rust and health combined to make him look really stiff.
But you know what? The reality is, if he's not still hurt or injured, I mean, like if he's just sore, I understand them playing him because they literally don't have a chance to win if he's not out there.
No, and even what we saw Sunday is better than Tom Savage's best day.
His best day.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I'm never for not listening to your coach. If you've got
Not the answer.
If you got the wrong coach, then
The organization will figure it out.
Yeah, rebelling is not really.
Especially when you're a guy who's played 7 games in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's not quite there yet where he can swing it quite like that.
Yeah.
He's shown some flashes, but I don't think he's it's not like we're talking about John Elway. And John Elway is just going to be like, I got this, coach. Don't you worry. It's a guy who's played 7 games in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Tom Brady could tell Josh McDaniels, as he did tell Bill O'Brien,
right,
I don't need you.
Yeah.
And what are you going to say to him?
Yeah.
So, okay. You're right. I don't know if you saw this, but
Peyton Manning, like the offensive coordinator for the Colts during the Peyton Manning era, was basically like a shell position. Like it wasn't a real job, because like if he called a play, Peyton Manning would be like, I don't know, that's what I'm looking for here, and then he'd call his own play. And you think the Colts were ever like, hey Peyton, you need to listen to your no, because he's freaking Peyton Manning. Deshaun Watson ain't Peyton Manning yet, you know. Let Deshaun Watson put some of those skins on the wall. Then you can probably say, hey, don't listen to your bad coach. But right now, you don't have much choice.
Think about how many guys got jobs because they were offensive coordinators for Peyton Manning.
It's a fake job. It's a phony job. Yeah. That's like being my hairstylist. I'm going to keep you on the payroll as my hairstylist. You do a great job. Yeah, that job doesn't really exist because I'm bald.
Oh, man.
But the truth is, there wasn't an offensive coordinator who knew more about football than Peyton did.
Right.
And whatever you think of Bill O'Brien's coaching, his knowledge of the game probably exceeds Deshaun Watson's at this point. I'm not saying that will always be the case, but right now I think that, you know, Deshaun's in a case where he's in a position where he wants to trust his coaching staff.
Yeah, and he needs to. I mean,
and if it doesn't work,
you get a new coach.
They'll fix it.
Yeah. Yeah. If it turns out that the real reason for this, and if this continues, if he looks like he did in week one.
Do you think they asked Deshaun how he felt about Bill O'Brien before they extended him?
Probably.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I think if Deshaun Watson, who was clearly the reason why Bill O'Brien still has a job, if Deshaun Watson had gone, guys, this isn't who I want coaching me, I don't think they would have signed him to an extension. I just can't imagine that.
Yeah.
He's not quite like LeBron James where he can pick his coach, but I think he could have said, I don't feel like this guy's going to get the best out of me. And a guy with an expiring contract, they would have just said, see you, Bill.
Yeah, big dog asking, what did Watson say? Did I miss? That's not what Watson said. It's what Ryan Clark said. So
right.
go back and catch that on the podcast. But, yeah, if I were – I think in Watson's case –
Do you hear something in the background?
Yes.
What is that, John?
Apparently, I guess it's the loud guys that were behind us left their things up loud.
Good golly.
Oh, man. This is going to be fun. Well, we're almost done with this today.
Yeah, thank God.
So then 6 o'clock, we're going to be doing the podcast with RJ.
Yeah. So, how long is that podcast?
He said an hour. I can do 45 minutes, I told him.
Okay, that's probably about what I can do.
Yeah. So we'll drop by and we'll see how that goes. It should be fun. Okay. Yeah, I've never actually done a show.
Is it an NFL podcast?
I think it's his dream podcast, so I think it'd be anything.
Oh, okay. He might not even need us for 45 minutes. He just may want to do a hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah, I just told him I could do 45, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can get over and get my steak dinner tonight. I'm excited about that, man. So,
I'm trying to win a steak dinner off these Ravens. That's what I'm trying to do. That's my plan.
Going hard, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that bet the more I look at it. I'm not playing anything tonight, but if I do, I'd play the under for sure.
You like the under?
I like the under, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if the under hits, I hope it's a late under. I need 22 points in the first half.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think especially these Thursday night games,
they do tend to go under.
And the Ravens' defense is better, as you said. And I think the Ravens will probably struggle in the short week on the road on offense. So.
I also think the Bengals' defense isn't healthy. I think that could be helpful to the over. The fact that they're missing their two best linebackers, including their coverage linebacker, that's going to be problematic.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it turns out. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show.
I think the Ravens need to get Alex Collins more involved than he was last week. That guy was such a find for them last year. And then, I mean, obviously last week it was kind of do whatever you want. But with your running backs, I kind of like to see get into a flow, let the guy touch the ball a little bit, even when, you know, before the game was 47-3 or whatever it ended up being. Like, let that guy get rolling a little bit. And they started moving parts around a little earlier than I would have. But I think he's going to be a key guy for them tonight. And I think Joe Mixon's going to be key for the Bengals, obviously. It's going to be a running game.
Did you see Golovkin has totally changed his stance on Canelo? Said,
He says he's a scumbag.
Yeah, he said it changed after the doping scandal.
Yeah.
After the first fight, I remember I said, thank you for the fight. It's a great fight. He said the same. He said I was a champion, all this. We were friendly. After doping, no. For me, this is a terrible situation, and right now we have only business. I am ready.
Well, that's because, I mean, you got to think about it. This cost Golovkin money.
Oh, yeah.
Golovkin had a training camp. He was ready to fight in May, and Canelo fails a test. That's out the window now. So now he's got to start everything all over. That's a pain in the ass for the fighter.
Right.
B, that costs money. Like, it's not like your trainers who've been training you for the fight were just like, oh, the fight's not happening? This one's on the house. No, that's not how it works in the professional fight game. That's a cost. It's an expense. And it was unprofessional of Canelo. Whether you believe it was if you believe it was his excuse was legit or not, it's still unprofessional. And I don't blame Golovkin for being pissed off, but I watched that the 24/7 on HBO, and yeah, his whole demeanor has changed about how he's approaching this fight. There's no more smiling. There's no more boxing. It'll be fun. No, he looks like a salty dude. Another thing I noticed from 24/7. Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it yet. No, I've got them all in the DVR. I'm just way behind.
Golovkin's not speaking English. Like, to the cameras, everything. It's all it's all subtitled. And I'm like, it's my favorite thing to hear him talk English.
Yeah, I love it when we interview him. It's always so, you know.
I think it's because he's angry. I think he's mad.
Because he just comes off as a funny, fun-loving guy when he's speaking English.
Yep.
And maybe it's just because I love Russian accents. I'll tell you what else. I love saving money. And if you're thinking about doing that and you've got some credit card bills, hey, how about this? Pay less interest. Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And it's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars, lower your interest rate. And LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And it is so easy to go on and get some money. Most of your credit cards are going to be 18%. Well, if you got good credit, why are you paying that much? You can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. How about that? And LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to those high-interest credit cards and start saving with LightStream. How about this? Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
We must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.
All right, guys, got to tell you about the Kima Craft Beer Fest. They've moved it due to weather concerns. It's no longer going on Saturday. They've moved it to October 6th. So make sure you mark your calendars for that. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries want you to come spend a day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers from a bunch of Texas breweries like Eighth Wonder, Galveston Island, Independence, Spindletap, St. Arnold, Shiner, Texas Beer Refinery, Southern Star, Carbox, so many more, and then a ton of national breweries as well. Like Bell's and Brooklyn and Founders and Deschutes. It's just going to be a great time, and it's going to be great beer. And it's now going to be on October 6th instead of this Saturday. You can buy tickets now, $44.95 ahead, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or if you have a military ID, $49.95 day of. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaway from vendors, and food samples, and there'll be live music going all day. Purchase your tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on-site at the multiple ticket booths at the Kema Boardwalk. You must present a valid ID at the time of purchase, and you must be 21 years of age to attend. It's the Kema Craft Beer Fest, KemaBeerFest.com for tickets and details.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the aforementioned Blitz. Check out sportsmap.com today, lots of great stuff. There'll be great stuff tomorrow. Fastest growing website in Houston is sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou. You got a hopping on Hollywood?
I do, please. Fred.
Well, let's do a hopping on Hollywood.
Did you hear all the hubbub about Norm MacDonald?
Yeah. Am I wrong to say I don't find Norm MacDonald funny at all?
I do, but I also think Norm MacDonald is either a love him or hate him guy. I mean, his style of comedy, I could see how some people would find it obnoxious.
Yeah, I don't find it obnoxious. I just don't find it funny.
That's fair. He's just so dry. But I think he's a funny guy. But he basically, what he had said was, or what... in the written interview had been put out, that basically he was saying that the Me Too movement's gone too far. It used to be 100 women would say he was guilty, and he was guilty. Now it's one woman says it, and he's guilty. And he's just trying to slow... He just says that maybe we should slow down on stuff like that. And he came out and apologized. I don't think he was saying that he needs to... that, you know, the Me Too movement's gotten out of hand. He's just saying that in the one example, he was using the Chris Hardwick example from The Talking Dead, that guy.
Yeah.
That guy had one accuser. They basically threw his career in the toilet. And then it comes out and, oh, he didn't really do what that one woman said he did. So he was just trying to defend that one guy. But he did apologize on The View and on Howard Stern for, quote, minimizing the pain of victims. He says that was never his intention. And even his friends, Louis C.K. and Roseanne Barr, he says he never condoned any of their behavior. So, for what it's worth, Norm MacDonald trying to make the apology after people were super upset with him.
He phrased it badly.
Yeah, he really. Or it was a 3-hour written interview, and it was put together poorly by the person who wrote it, which that can happen, and especially. Yeah. With this going on, the difference in one word is massive these days. Guess who is getting back together? I think you're going to be excited about this.
Yeah?
I don't know for a fact that you love this band, but I would imagine this is a band that you were really into at one point. Motley Crue.
Yeah, I was at one point, but...
They swore up and down they would never... That, like Taylor Swift, we are never, ever getting back together, like, ever. And then they changed their mind. They're coming back together. They're recording four new songs, says Vince Neil. Vince's latest comments come just 2 weeks after a picture of Nikki Sixx and Tommy Lee was posted on the band's Facebook page. And it said, it's that new bleep. So it looks like Motley Crue's coming back. I don't know if I want to hear new Motley Crue songs.
Yeah, I mean.
But yeah, we're going to hear them. And Ann Wilson from Heart, familiar with her fine work? She says the hashtag MeToo movement is coming to the music industry, and it's going to be ugly. And you know, the movie industry is one thing, but the music industry is going to all the rock out with your out is that yeah. That's not going to work anymore once Me Too hits the music. I'm surprised that it hasn't really gotten to the music industry.
Yeah, yet. It's got to,
because you know there's a lot of dudes who have, you know.
Yeah.
And finally, in really sad news, Bow Wow, formerly Lil Bow Wow, now just grown Bow Wow. He, in the wake of Mac Miller's death, Bow Wow is getting candid about his own struggles with drug abuse. Bow Wow admitted on Twitter that he was addicted to lean, a combination of codeine and soda. The rapper's addiction reached a peak while he was recording Face Off with Omarion. He says to the youth, stop with these dumbass drugs. I'm going to let something out. When me and Omarion worked on Face Off album, I was high off lean every day. When y'all saw me on BET going off on Torse, I was high off lean. My attitude, everything changed. My fans started to turn on me, my family too. And he said eventually his addiction caused him to land in the hospital. He said, I never promoted it in my songs. The whole time I was on the UCP tour with Chris Brown, I was sipping fours at least seven times a day.
Jeez.
He said, I would come off our stage and pass out. I woke up in the hospital and I was having withdrawals. So he said, kick that bleep. You gotta stop the drugs. That's a message to the kids from Bow Wow. And that's the Hoffman on Hollywood, Fred.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. I agree with Bow Wow's message. I'm anti-drug.
Especially to the kids.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. We want to thank Nick Sharara. I want to thank Jong Lee for doing a good job back in studio. I want to thank all of our guests. Great job, AJ.
You can't tell me this song's not catchy. I don't care who you are. This is a catchy song.
Oh, well.
Talk to me.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.